Hello, everybody. You're listening to Pod Rants. My name's Sharky, and I'm with Steph.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pod Rants.
Steph is the American one, and I'm the English one. And we talk about mostly movies around the superhero genre or something that's really got our juices flowing.
Things that we really like is what we talk about. Doesn't always necessarily... Sometimes we talk about TV shows, but rarely. Mostly movies.
It's true. It's true. We have, I mean, we've got an idea and then it doesn't. That's why it's called Pod Rants, because yeah. We rant.
Sometimes we just go on and on.
Yeah. You won't hear that stuff. Don't worry. It'll be taken out.
A 4-hour podcast gets condensed into like 30, 45 minutes. I don't know.
True. I won't forget it because this has been something we said we want to talk about. It's a movie that's just come out over here recently and we saw it a little while ago. I've forgotten what it's called. Anne Hathaway.
Colossal. Right?
I know. I remembered. I was building up to
it. Oh, sorry.
It's Jason Statham. Sudeikis. How'd you say his name?
Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
Sucky Dicky. That was a callback from a long time ago.
So Jason Sucky Dicky. And Halfway. If you haven't seen it yet, it's basically about a woman, an alcoholic woman, who goes back home, as they do in these films. They go back to their own old neighborhood and meet up with the old people they knew when they were kids.
Go back to their roots.
Their roots. Sum that up better than I did. But it's a bit of a twist going on. What did you think of it first off before we sort of start spinning out what the film's really about, but go on.
You know, I wasn't 100% sure what it was about because the trailers don't really give you the idea of what it actually is. It's sort of one of those movies where, like, you think it's one thing, but then it winds up being something else. The trailer sort of gives you this idea that it's this sci-fi kind of comedy type thing.
It is a comedy.
It is funny.
It's a very dark comedy.
But it does have some very...
uncomfortable?
I don't even know if I would go uncomfortable. I think for some people it's probably uncomfortable, but it goes into some very serious, I guess, overtones and some serious issues, but it deals with them in like kind of a light way, I guess.
Essentially what happens in the movie, other than what I've said already, this giant monster turns up in, is it in Seoul?
It's in, Seoul, Korea.
And it's killing people and it's on the news and it's during the same time as Anne Hathaway's back home trying to recover from drinking, trying not to drink. She makes this connection that the monster in Korea is actually a representation of her. Whatever she does, this monster does. So she's oblivious to what's going on. And it's killing people. It's literally like stomping on people through the streets, unaware because it's a monster of her imagination.
I was watching it and it's a movie where I didn't want to walk away from it because I wasn't expecting where it went, I guess. And it's a very different role for Anne Hathaway. And I liked that. I like that she was doing this. It was about her recovering from her alcoholism in a way where
she was trying to. She never actually really does she? During most of the film, she still drinks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she goes through this like breakup because she's clearly out of control. Like, she goes to the guy that she's seeing seems very well put together and et cetera, et cetera. And he kicks her out of the apartment and she goes back to her hometown. And I guess she's like. I feel like she knows she has a problem, but she's not ready to face it yet. So she's not really trying to help herself. Like, she's still drinking in a bar and she's like still doing the same things.
And this is where she meets Jason Sucky Dicky, where basically he's some guy that she knew as a child from school. He now runs a bar and she's got no job. And he says, "You come work for me," which is the worst place she can work because she's an alcoholic. So she's trying hard not to. And during the course of the early parts of the film, I think I said to you as I was watching it, I was so into this movie before you even see the monster or know that it's going to be a monster movie. I was into it already. It was just really well done and really, it was just really cool. Like, I didn't care if it turned into a monster movie.
Yeah, that's what you had said to me. You're like, I don't even care if I see the monster or not at this point. And that's, I felt the same way about the movie. I get really invested in these characters and like the story behind them. She discovers that this monster that everyone is seeing on TV is her. And it does speak very clearly to what having an addiction is like. when you get to a certain point in this addiction, you sort of can see yourself outside of yourself, and you're destroying lives and life around you.
That's right.
And she kind of deals with that. And you also realize that this childhood friend of hers has his own demons, and he's sort of the opposite of it. He's embracing the fact that he's fucked up.
Usually we'll spoil the shit out of something. But I think this one, this is such, I think, such an original movie.
Yes.
And it completely takes you in places that you weren't expecting. I reckon, what would you give this out of 10? Not like that we do ratings.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I mean, 7.5.
Really? I'd give this like a really strong 8.5. Can you say strong and then give something a half? Can you do that?
I think you can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, that's a strong 8.5.
It's a solid.
It's like, it's like it's strong and a bit.
In a little bit.
There is something in the film, none of you, well, you might know this, but there was there's this point in the film when Anne Hathaway says the word awesome. And I instantly got in touch with Steph and I was like, she says awesome just like you do.
Yeah, and I was watching it by myself and I was like, oh my God, I do say it like that.
How did you say it?
Awesome! It's yes, so awesome!
That's, that's exactly how she says it. Yeah, so check that out, everyone. It's called Colossal.
Colossal.
Colossal. And it's Anne Hathaway and Jason Sucky-Dicky. Who's very good in that.
Yeah, he kind of surprised me being as good as he was. He's usually like the comedy guy. And not that he's not funny in this, but he's also got a very serious thing too.
He's got some layers.
That guy's got layers.
He's got princess layers.
Rest in peace.
Do you say that every time someone mentions Carrie Fisher? Or
I do.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I do. Real quick like that too. So they're not quite sure what I just said, but I know. I just like put my hands in prayer. I don't do that.
Just break down on the floor bawling. What's wrong with her? I don't know. I said the guy had layers.
She was watching Shrek and it was that whole scene where they talk about onions and she just like got down on her knees. It's weird.
take my glasses off. I'm steaming up.
Steaming up.
We haven't obviously spoken a long time, but there's a lot of things that you and I haven't really, really spoken about.
Yeah, I feel like I can't even remember the last time that we really spoken with our voices.
I know. I know this is old news, but we haven't talked about it. How hyped are you to see Wonder Woman?
So hype.
Yeah, right?
I'm really excited. It's coming out not next week, but the week after. The early reviews for it are coming in and they're good. They're great. People are saying it's
just
the best
enjoy
thing.
That moment because you know that everyone's going to start. I mean, there was good reviews of Batman versus Superman for the first 5 minutes and then everyone fucking hated
people
it.
People shit all over it. But people are saying this is the best thing in the DCEU. So
it looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, the last trailer they released was really good, aside from the really cheesy, like, I'm a warrior, like, song that's in the background.
Yeah, I know. What's that for?
I was like, why did you ruin it?
This amazing soundtrack. And I was, there was a clip released as well when she just went off and starts, like, jumping walls and fighting soldiers. And it did that theme tune. And the thing is, that's my ringtone on my phone. And my kids running around going, Daddy, phone! Daddy, phone! I'm watching the trailer. They don't know what's going on. But yeah, it looks brilliant. One of the things that bugs me, I've got to say, there has to be a little buggy thing, is that every review that's come out, everyone said, oh, it's a brilliant film. It's got so much humor. I want some like lighthearted moments, but we're not making comedies here, people.
We're not making Marvel movies, is what you want to say.
Marvel's, right, so DC have gone like, all right, here's humor. So Marvel have gone stupid humor now.
Yes.
Like, I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know what happens.
Well, there's this moment in it. This is not ruining the film for you at all.
You will ruin it. Just say it.
Well, Peter Quill is having a fight. It's like a huge moment. It's like almost like watching like Superman and Batman like giving that punch at each other. It's like, you know, it's going to be a huge punch and like rocks are forming around them and stuff like that. It's huge. And then the camera zooms out and he's turned into Pac-Man and he's like, waka, 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 waka. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? That's just really stupid.
Well, I mean, I've heard good things about Guardians of the Galaxy, but I also have to remember that the majority of the people who are watching these films are accustomed to the Marvel world where everything is happy and jokey and wonderful.
But and then you see the Thor Ragnarok trailer, which
was... Oh my God, that looks really good.
But it also looks very funny.
Yes. It's very... It I don't want to say Dumb and Dumber, because that would be awesome if there was a Dumb and Dumber with Thor and the Hulk in it. Could we just reshoot Dumb and Dumber with Thor and the Hulk? Line for line, shot for shot, just... I want Thor to be Lloyd Christmas and Hulk to be Jeff Daniels' character. Can you imagine the Hulk just like having explosive, aggressive diarrhea on the toilet?
Yeah, that's a very odd scenario.
I really just want that to happen.
I know. But we were talking about Wonder Woman, weren't we?
So yes. Yeah. Wonder Woman. I'm looking forward to it. I hope that it does not, I hope it's not like, you know, Batman versus Superman where everybody likes it for like a minute and then everybody just shits all over it.
Did you, I heard a rumor as well. There was this thing about Justice League as saying that they've reshot it so much. They've remade the film twice.
The last thing I read was when you told me, what Diane Lane said, and I went and read that. But, the next day she like was like, no, that's not what I mean. And of course, people were going to read into that, like, well, Diane Lane says it's a piece of shit. Now, no one even cares about what Diane Lane has to say in normal, generally. But when she speaks about a DC movie, they're like, well, she doesn't like it, so it must be terrible. But they've reshot it so many times that it's basically become a whole different thing.
Well, not a different story so much, but apparently they've done so many reshoots, and they're doing reshoots again now. Which isn't a bad thing and not an abnormal thing for them to be doing reshoots, because they do it all the time. They do it Rogue One, and Rogue One turned out all right.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it was good.
We haven't talked about it.
It's been that long.
But,
well, I mean, I know the original reshoots that they were doing for Justice League, Ben Affleck himself was like, we have to redo this. And I sort of trust what Ben Affleck has to say about like the direction of movies. He's made some Oscar-worthy films. So Oscar winning too. So I don't know. I mean, this could be the thing that comes out. Justice League could be the movie that comes out and just completely blows people away.
Despite it looks like green screen.
I know you hate that so much. I didn't even notice that until you said it. And now it's all I fucking see.
Do you not think though? I felt like I was, I really, really, really want to like this film. And
well, maybe it'll be reshot and you won't even know the difference.
Yeah, it's an early trailer, right? But it does feel like everything was filmed indoors. So when's Rick and Morty starting again, please?
That information is confidential. The only thing I can say is the end of summer.
Were you aware with the Rick and Morty, did you know they were going to do the surprise episode?
I did not. But I happened to be online that night and I was like, what do you mean it's on right now? And of course I pulled it up and I watched it like three times before it was over. So
I love that episode so much.
That show is great. And that Szechuan sauce.
I don't know if we ever had the Szechuan sauce over here.
You know, I vaguely remember commercials as a child seeing that, because that would have been in the 90s. I don't remember when Mulan came out. 98. So maybe not quite a child, but young.
I haven't seen Mulan.
Really?
Is it not a bit racist to release like
oh, a... they couldn't do that now, for sure.
Why not, though?
Because there would be so much backlash. Like, Scarlett Johansson can't even play an anime character without people saying it's whitewashing.
But the thing is, you're just sort of saying it's their food, but it's not actually their food. It was mayonnaise and barbecue sauce.
But it's like fancy sauce.
Like, say, like a Chinese restaurant. Where is Mulan set? I've never seen it.
She's in China.
China, right?
Yeah.
So just say like China do like a 2-for-1 special to celebrate Mulan. It's all right. Yeah?
Okay.
But if McDonald's do like a Szechuan sauce, what does Szechuan mean, by the way?
I think it's like a sweet and sour.
Okay. Why couldn't they do that now?
I don't know. I feel like...
No, you said it. You said that they can't do it now.
They can't. In the States, I feel like they would just be like, this is racist.
Are you saying Mulan's racist? Are you saying Chinese people are racist?
I'm not saying Chinese people are racist. I'm saying other white people would say this is cultural appropriation on Chinese people.
So you can't use our sauce. It's like all
it
of
wouldn't
a sudden,
even be actual Chinese people saying you can't use our sauce. It would just be other angry white people being like, this is Chinese cultural appropriation, which is even funnier to me because they're white people.
I love white people. because they're stupid. So white people can't sell Chinese sauce.
Because other white people would be angry about it.
But if it wasn't for Mulan, could you sell Szechuan sauce? Do you know, I'm having trouble with my Szechuan sauces. I couldn't say I can't do it now.
Hacksaw Ridge?
Thank you. I couldn't say that the other day. For love nor money.
Were you saying it like Hackshaw? Just like you were just now? Kate Capshaw.
Hackshaw. So you make it sound Chinese. You're being racist.
I'm not being racist. See? Yet another white person telling a white person they're being racist.
Do you know, last night I watched Poltergeist, the original one.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's still that part where she comes down the stairs still gets me. It chokes me up every time. Where she's like, I can smell her. And I'm like, God damn it.
It's so funny as well. It's so funny. It's scary. It ticks all the boxes apart from one where it was a bit I was looking forward to, you know, when the guy pulls his face apart.
Yeah.
And I was like looking forward to that scene. You know, it's a bit weird, actually, because I remembered it, and it came up and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this. The guy, right, it's like the middle of the night and the cameraman or whatever he is, he suddenly goes, I'm going to go and get some food. And it's like, what, 2 a.m.? He's like, I'm going to fry a steak.
Yeah.
In someone else's house.
I always think like, man, that's a level of comfort I don't think I ever want to get to.
So then obviously all the shit happens. He starts hallucinating. He starts pulling his face apart. And it looks so bad.
But that used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid.
I know, but you watch it now thinking, yeah, all right, times have changed and stuff. So
well, yeah.
Obviously the special effects were good. But it's still really bad.
It's still bad. I mean, yeah, it's bad. And that pissed me off when they remade it. They didn't even have that scene. And I was like, that would have been perfect. You could have made it look real.
Oh, that remake was just atrocious.
It's garbage. The movie.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
You were a bit on the fence when I spoke to you last.
I was. But since I saw the latest trailer and I've read a little bit more about it, because I was really worried about some of the characterization I was seeing in the trailer. But then I realized, of course, the stuttering character is not going to stutter in the trailer, because who wants to listen to that for 2 minutes?
I don't remember the stutter. Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I saw the original.
Well, I'm rereading the book again, which would make my fourth time through. One of the main characters in the, when he's a kid, he has a really bad stuttering problem. They even call him Stuttering Bill in the book. So that's a really big part of his character, and it plays a really big part in them like defeating it as children. So I was really worried that in the trailer when he's speaking, he's not stuttering. And I thought about it further and kind of rewatched and watched some other people's reactions to it and read some forums, and like it makes more sense to think about it as though they have edited the trailer for that, because some people have seen early cuts of the film and they say he definitely stutters in it. So I feel better about it.
So out of everything in the movie, you just wanted a stuttering kid.
For me, it's important to that part of the book here. I'm also interested to hear the voice that this guy's going to use for Pennywise.
Does Pennywise have a certain voice in the book? Like, does it describe his voice? I mean, is it Tim Rice? Not Tim Rice. Tim Curry. What's he called? Tim Curry.
Tim Curry kind of did his own voice for Pennywise.
Isn't it funny I get Tim Rice mixed up with Tim Curry? They're perfect together.
I see what you did there.
I know.
I don't know, because when Georgie meets the clown in the sewer drain, it's almost a childlike fascination or a childlike clown. And it has the same blue eyes as his mother. So therefore, he's willing to trust it.
Is it set in the 80s, isn't it? Because it's all in past tense, right?
Yeah, the original book is the 50s, when they're children in the 50s, and then
that's right.
As adults, it's the 80s. But and the book sort of takes place in two parts. The first half of the book is the Losers Club, and that's when they're young and they're first meeting each other as children, and they are all having these similar experiences with this entity. And they're doing the movie in two parts too. So this first half is going to be set in 1986, and there's a really cool tie-in to the book for that, because the original miniseries was 17 years ago.
Okay.
And in the book, it comes around every 17 years, I think. I think it's 17 years. Might be 27 years. Every 27 years it comes about. So it's been 27 years since the miniseries was out. But yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. But I have to wait till September.
It's not far away.
It's not too far. But I don't want to... Yeah, the thing is I just said to someone the other day that I wasn't ready for it to be October. And I was saying how October is really far away. And they were like, well, not really. And I was like, yes, it is. It's because I turned 35 in October and I'm not ready.
You should have like an 80s... movie themed birthday party.
I've never really had a birthday party.
Well, that's what you should do. If you were to go to like an 80s movie themed party, what would you dress up as?
Elliot from E.T.
Too easy. Just put a fucking red hoodie on.
Exactly.
I fucking hate people who don't make an effort. You know, when people say it's Halloween, what are you going to wear? And, well, I've got this in the closet. No! Go and get something proper. Make something.
What would you dress up as? If you were to have an 80s movie theme party, what character would you dress up as?
My instant thought in my head is Ghostbuster.
Yeah?
But that's too easy. The thing is, I remember dressing up as these people when I was in the 80s. Being a kid, you want to be Marty McFly, right? Or you want to be Peter Venkman or something like that. As an adult, I'd probably go for Molly Ringwald or something like that.
I would be Molly Ringwald. I'm pretty in pink.
Yeah. I'd go the opposite sex, I think. Because yes. People... won't know. All these fucking millennials won't know what the fuck I am. Why am I inviting millennials to my 35th
birthday? Yeah, I don't know why you have kids at your party anyway.
Because I've got kids.
Somebody who's in their 20s said something to me the other day, and I cannot remember what it was exactly, but it really upset me because they didn't know what something was, and I was like, I've officially made it. I am old. Oh, it was Darkwing Duck. I was talking about Darkwing Duck, and she had no idea what I was talking about. And the reason it came about is because I said I wanted to get a Darkwing Duck side boob tattoo that said, let's get dangerous. And she was like, what the fuck is Darkwing Duck? And I was like, oh my God, we can't be friends anymore.
Do you know what's cool about that tattoo?
What?
Is that right now, that tattoo will be like in a cool place.
Right. But like in another 10 years now, I'll be like, oh.
It will also be in a dangerous place.
It just looks like it says it in slow motion. Let's get dangerous.
just let us stretch. It doesn't mean you say it slower.
Regardless, I'm not getting it because of that reason.
It would really put me off if I was having sex with someone and all of a sudden I saw someone with a dark green duck tattoo on the side of their boob.
It would just be like
first, I'd be like, oh yeah, you're the girl I should be with. But then I'd also be like, where's my erection gone?
it would be a classy like silhouette of Darkwing Duck.
How would that be classy?
It would be a private tattoo between me and whoever got to see it. And it would be just a classy silhouette Darkwing Duck.
So any trailers? Skip back on track.
Oh, fuck.
What are you expecting from Alien Covenant?
I want something that is funny.
Oh, sort of. Why?
I sort of want something that's funny. I mean, it has to be. Danny McBride is in it.
Apparently, he's very good in it.
Good. He should be.
Did you just bark at me?
No, my dogs are barking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I could do a dog bark that well, that would be great.
Are you trying to get him to go into a song? 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7.
Go into a dance number.
He just gets off the couch and starts start spreading the news. Remember, Belle, we rehearsed this. And she's just looking at him.
Next podcast, if we're going to do Aliens, are you going to watch all Alien films, including Predator movies?
I'm not watching AVP.
So we're going to stick strictly to the ones about Aliens.
And if I can make it to see Alien Covenant in between that time, I will do that too.
All right, so if we watch Alien Covenant, and then we can talk Alien.
Yes.
That's us talking Alien.
That's it.
All right. So next week
next episode
which, we're going to do the Alien connection thing. But what we're going to do? We're going to try and tell the story between.
We'll
us.
Try to tell the story. Yes.
Okay. That's so fun. We need to get high as fuck to do that.
Oh my God, can we?
So that's what we're going to do next
time. I'm excited. Next time, we'll talk about aliens. Oh, and then that's when we'll see you next time.
You did then.
So we'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk to you next time on the next episode of
Pod Rants.
Oh, wow, that was nice. I might make that my ring tune.
Then your kids aren't going to know what's going on. Daddy, phone.
Yes, because all my children are from Mary Poppins. All right. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.